Export bans are funding the competition. Asia's AI race heats up. Anthropic's ongoing export restrictions on its Mythos model have now dragged on long enough that competitors are filling the void. A TechCrunch piece profiled several AI startups in South Korea, Singapore, and Japan that have released models they are positioning as Mythos class, making a straightforward commercial argument. If the market leader cannot serve your geography, that is an opportunity. The pattern echoes what happened in semiconductor policy. When export controls restricted advanced chip sales to China, the restrictions accelerated domestic Chinese investment in chip design and manufacturing, potentially funding the very competition the policy was designed to disadvantage. The AI export restriction story appears to be following a similar trajectory, with the timelines compressed, because training and deploying a large language model moves faster than building a chip fabrication plant. Commenters on Hacker News were divided. One camp argued the quality gap between U.S. frontier models and the new Asian alternatives remains significant enough that the restrictions are achieving something real. Another countered that the gap is closing faster than the policy assumptions anticipated, and that in domains like coding assistance and scientific research, the delta is already smaller than Western observers tend to acknowledge. Against that geopolitical backdrop, a speculative decoding paper from DeepSeek called DSpark generated 768 points and 329 comments, among the highest engagement numbers of the day. Speculative decoding is a technique for accelerating large language model inference without degrading output quality. A small, fast draft model guesses the next several tokens, and the large model verifies those guesses in parallel rather than generating sequentially. When the large model agrees with the draft, several tokens are produced for the computational cost of one. When it disagrees, generation falls back and corrects from the point of divergence. DSpark claims inference speedups in the range of 3 to 4 times compared to standard autoregressive decoding on certain task distributions. The business implications are substantial. Inference cost is now one of the dominant variables in the economics of AI deployment. Running a model at 3 times the throughput for the same hardware budget changes what applications are viable, what pricing is possible, and how many users can be served simultaneously. Engineers who had already implemented earlier versions of speculative decoding began benchmarking DSpark against their existing setups in the comment thread. Preliminary numbers suggested the claimed speedups hold on some workloads, but are more modest on highly diverse or unpredictable generation tasks, where the draft model's guesses are less likely to be accepted. The paper is described as honest about this task dependence, though some secondary coverage reportedly glossed over the caveat. Rounding out the AI infrastructure picture is Wayfinder, a deterministic router for directing queries between local and hosted language models. The tool uses explicit, rule-based routing logic rather than another AI to decide whether a given query goes to a small, local model or a more powerful hosted one, making its behavior predictable and auditable. The project drew 73 points and 23 comments, modest numbers that belie its practical significance for regulated industries. A financial institution cannot maintain an opaque process routing customer data to an external API without being able to explain why. Together, DSpark's efficiency gains and Wayfinder's routing logic sketch the outline of what serious production AI infrastructure looks like. A layered mix of local fast models, efficient inference techniques, and inspectable routing, rather than routing everything to the largest available API.